says all for detachment. I'll read some part of the purport and then he'll read it in Hindi. As for detachment from children, wife and home, it is not meant that one should have no feeling for these. They are natural objects of affection. But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. The best process for making the home pleasant is Krishna consciousness. If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy, because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Have some discussions on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. One should train the members of his family in this way. The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness, following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounced life.
जहाँ तक संतान, पत्नी तथा घर से गृहस्थी की बात है, इसका अर्थ यह नहीं कि इनके इनके लिए कोई भावना ही न हो। ये सब स्नेह पूर्वक वस्तुएं हैं, लेकिन जब यह आध्यात्मिक उन्नति में अनुकूल न हो तो इनके प्रति होना चाहिए। घर को सुखमय बनाने सर्वोत्तम कृष्ण भावनामृत है। यदि कोई कृष्ण भावनामृत से पूर्ण तो वह अपने घर को अत्यंत सुखमय बना सकता है, क्योंकि कृष्ण भावनामृत की विधि अत्यंत सरल है। इसमें केवल हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे, का कीर्तन करना होता है। कृष्णार्पित भोग का औचित्य ग्रहण करना होता है। भगवद गीता तथा श्रीमद् भागवतम जैसे ग्रंथों पर विचार विमर्श करना होता है और अच्छा विग्रह की पूजा करनी होती है। इन चारों बातों से मनुष्य सुखी होगा। मनुष्य को चाहिए कि अपने परिवार के सदस्य को ऐसी शिक्षा दे। परिवार के सदस्य प्रतिदिन प्रातः तथा सायंकाल बैठकर साथ साथ हरे कृष्ण मंत्र का कीर्तन, यदि कोई इन सिद्धांतों का पालन करते हुए अपने अपने पारिवारिक जीवन को कृष्ण भक्ति में विकसित करने में ढाल सके, तो पारिवारिक जीवन त्याग कर विरक्त जीवन बिताने की आवश्यकता नहीं होगी।
ओम ज्ञान किमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंशकौपतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितनां पावनभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एवरीवन इज लुकिंग फॉर हैप्पीनेस।
भौतिक जगत में सभी लोग सुख की प्राप्ति का प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
But unfortunately, you will not find it in the material world. The material world is stamped or designated as Dukalayam Ashashvatam. In other words, everything is temporary and quite miserable.
भौतिक जगत को एक ऐसा छाप दिया गया है या उसको ऐसा बताया गया है कि दुखालय और अशाश्वत। इस जगत में प्रत्येक वस्तु वो अशाश्वत है, साथ साथ में दुखों को प्रदान करने वाला है।
The only happiness in the material world is to look forward to being happy.
इस जगत में अगर कोई सुख है केवल
The feeling that I will be happy in the future is the only happiness in the material world. But when the future turns into the present, one actually is not happy. This is the only so-called happiness in the material world, is to look forward to being happy. Otherwise, there's no happiness.
So, यही बौद्धिक जगत का सुख है कि सुखी हो जाऊंगा भविष्य में, इसका विचार ही
सुख है, और कुछ नहीं है। So, here, Srila Prabhupada is telling us how to make the home very happy eternally all the time.
इस प्रसंग में श्री प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि किस प्रकार हमारे घर को सुखी बना सकते हैं, कैसे शाश्वत तरीके से सुखी बना सकते हैं।
Generally one is taught or one may understand that because of attachment in the material world one is not happy.
ऐसा सोचा जाता है, विचार किया जाता है कि आसक्ति की वजह से हम सुखी नहीं हैं।
Then one is taught spiritually that one should become detached, then one will be happy.
तो आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान में सिखाया जाता है कि आप अनासक्त हो जाओगे तभी आप सुखी हो पाओगे।
But the initial attachment that one had, one felt at that time, this attachment will make me happy.
लेकिन जो शुरुआत का जो आसक्ति है, वही आसक्ति हमको भविष्य में आगे सुख प्रदान कर सकता है।
And after one lives out one's attachment with another person or with things and items, then one realizes there's no happiness there. But then the attachment remains, although there's no happiness there.
तो भले ही भविष्य में जो हमने वो सुख को प्राप्त करने के लिए हमें किसी वस्तु के प्रति आसक्ति उत्पन्न किया, बाद में पता लगा कोई इसमें सुख नहीं है, सुख नहीं है वो मालूम होने पर भी वो आसक्ति रह जाता है।
Just like the general tendency of everyone in the material world is to look forward to get a husband or a wife.
तो ये जो साधारण स्वभाव है भक्त जीव का जगत में कि कोई स्त्री को पति का आकांक्षा रहती है और पुरुष को एक पत्नी को प्राप्त करने का आकांक्षा रहती है.
So the feeling is that if I get married, I'll be happy. That's the feeling.
So एक ऐसा प्रवृत्ति है, स्वभाव है, ऐसा सोचना है अगर मेरा विवाह हो जाता है तो मैं सुखी हो जाऊंगा.
But even one day after the marriage, the dukkha begins, the unhappiness begins. One day after marriage. So that looking forward to be happy, that means to be married, is the only happiness. After marriage, there's nothing.
So, विवाह के पहले विवाह हो जाए, मैं सुखी हो जाऊंगा. ऐसा सोच के व्यक्ति सुखी हो जाता है. एक बार विवाह होने के बाद वो जो विचार भी खत्म हो जाता है.
So therefore, looking forward to be happy is the only happiness. But then after the action of trying to be happy, there's no happiness. But what remains is the attachment, and no happiness. But attachment remains.
तो विवाह होने के बाद वैसे पता लग जाता है कि सब कुछ सुख है नहीं, लेकिन सुख की आशा वो सब खत्म हो जाती है. बस क्या बच जाता है? आसक्ति बच जाता है.
So generally, spiritual leaders or religious leaders will tell you, because you are attached, you should become detached. Generally, they say like that. Then you will become happy.
साधारणतः जो आध्यात्मिकवादी हैं और ज्ञानी हैं वो कहते हैं कि आप आसक्त हो, इससे दुखी हो, इससे अनासक्त हो जाओ, सुखी हो जाओगे.
But Krishna consciousness is not like that.
श्री कृष्ण भावना जो है वो इस प्रकार नहीं है.
It is different.
ये कुछ अलग प्रकार का है.
One need not become detached from one's attachments.
तो एक व्यक्ति को जो वस्तु है जिसके प्रति उसका आसक्ति है उससे अनासक्त होने की जरूरत नहीं है.
Let me give you an example. Just like a father or a husband at home, if he's having too much trouble at home, he may think better and go and live in a Hare Krishna temple and take sannyas.
जैसे कोई पिता है और उनके घर में बहुत सारी परेशानी है, पत्नी और बच्चे से बहुत परेशानी हो रही है, तो वो सोच सकते हैं कि मैं जाकर हरे कृष्ण मंदिर में सन्यास ले लूंगा.
That is called artificial detachment. The reason for his taking sannyas is because he doesn't want to be responsible as a father or a husband. That's his reason. He is irresponsible to take sannyas.
इस प्रकार की सन्यास कृत्रिम है, आर्टिफिशियल है, क्योंकि उत्तराधार सन्यास लेने के पीछे कारण क्या था? क्योंकि वो एक पिता या पति के रूप में जिम्मेदारी लेना नहीं चाहते.
So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we do not give up attachment.
इसलिए हम कृष्ण भक्ति में हम
But nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya mochyate. In other words, we dovetail our attachments in relation to Krishna consciousness or Krishna related activities.
So what do we do? Our attachments, our attachments, our attachments,
and then one will find real happiness. Eternal happiness.
तब हम शाश्वत आनंद को प्राप्त कर सकते
हैं. So yes, Srila Prabhupada is saying that there is no need to give up family life.
तो यह श्री प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं हमको कोई पारिवारिक जीवन को छोड़ने की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं
है. And if one simply does these four things, and then family life becomes Vaikuntha, no anxiety, spiritually happy and eternal.
अगर कोई व्यक्ति इन चार चीजों को करता है तो वो आध्यात्मिक आनंद को अनुभव करता है और उसका घर जो है वैकुंठ बन जाता है.
सिंपली बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मॉर्निंग एट होम एंड इवनिंग एट होम वन कैन बिकम हैप्पी.
तो ये जो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का कीर्तन के द्वारा जप के द्वारा सुबह और शाम और घर में रहकर करता है तो सुखी हो सकता है.
And by worshipping the deity, doing puja, worshipping the deity. In other words, if you don't have deities, you can have photographs and worship the deity. You'll be happy.
विग्रह का सेवा करने के द्वारा और पूजा करने के द्वारा अगर आपके पास विग्रह नहीं है तो फोटोग्राफ भी रख के पूजा कर सकते
हैं. And discussing books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, one will be happy.
तो भगवद गीता और भागवत के जैसे ग्रंथ हैं उन सबके ऊपर चर्चा करते हुए सुखी हो सकते
हैं. And only honoring Krishna Prasadam, one will be happy.
तो केवल कृष्ण प्रसाद को ही ध्यान करने के द्वारा व्यक्ति सुखी हो सकता है.
So when one does these four things sincerely and seriously, just by doing those things, not that happiness will come, just by doing those things is happiness.
तो ऐसा नहीं कि ये चार कार्य करने के द्वारा हमको सुख प्राप्त होता है, बल्कि चार कार्य करना ही सुख है.
And it's not that you do some activity to get happiness. These activities itself is happiness.
तो ऐसा नहीं कि हम कुछ कार्य करेंगे जिसके द्वारा हमको सुख प्राप्त होता है. ये कार्य ऐसा है कि वो कार्य ही सुख है.
That is the difference. In the material world, you do things to be happy, and you there's no happiness. But spiritually, by doing the things, automatically that is happiness.
So, यही है भौतिक जीवन आध्यात्मिक जीवन. भौतिकता में क्या है? हम कुछ कार्य करते हैं जिसके द्वारा मुझे सुख मिले, लेकिन मिलता नहीं है. लेकिन आध्यात्मिक कार्य करते हैं, वो करना ही सुख है.
We do not chant Hare Krishna to become happy. We chant Hare Krishna because it is a happy activity.
So हम Hare Krishna मंत्र को सुखी होने के लिए जप नहीं करते. हम इसलिए जप करते हैं क्योंकि Hare Krishna जप करना ही सुख है.
But in the material world, the activity to get the result of happiness is like that. But there's no happiness. So the activity itself is not happy. And if you're looking for happiness, you won't get it either. As a result. So therefore the material world is designated or stamped Dukkalayama Shashvatam. In other words, Dukkha. It's a world that's full of misery. Unhappiness, and it, because it's temporary. So because it is stamped like that, we cannot change it. We cannot transform or convert it. We cannot try to change it. It's stamped like that. You cannot do anything. Now, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about ideal family life here on the basis that every member of the family may be a devotee.
एक पारिवारिक जीवन में कैसे भक्ति किया जाए उसके विषय में हम बता रहे ताकि एक आदर्श गृहस्थ जीवन बिता सके.
But sometimes we find that sometimes maybe just the wife is a devotee or the mother is a devotee and the father or the husband is not a devotee, or sometimes the son is a devotee and the parents are not devotees. What to do?
तो कभी कभी ऐसा हो सकता है कि पत्नी भक्त है पति भक्त नहीं है और या पिता भक्त नहीं है या हो सकता है कोई पुत्र भक्त हो और माता पिता भक्त ना हो तो उस समय में क्या करें.
And if the daughter or son becomes a devotee, then the parents get annoyed and they get disturbed. Don't go to Hare Krishna temple.
अगर कोई पुत्र या पुत्री भक्त बन जाते हैं तो उनके पति उनके माता पिता जो है वो विस्मित हो जाते हैं और कहते हैं कि आप हरे कृष्ण मंदिर मत जाओ.
And then you may reply, why should I not go? You are meat eaters, I'm not a meat eater.
So
and why are you telling me what to do? You always in Maya. That's what we learnt in the Hare Krishna temple. You in Maya, I'm not in Maya. But that's not the behavior of a devotee. When one becomes a devotee, one becomes a better member of the family. Although the parents or although the mother or the father may not be devotee and you have become devotee, it doesn't mean to say that you should be superior to them. And when you show your superiority, then there's trouble.
So if you become a devotee and your mother is not a devotee, you will become a devotee and you will become a devotee. Then this is not meant to be a devotee.
So Krishna consciousness does not divide or polarizes or disturbs relationship in the family. It does not do that. That's not Krishna consciousness. If it does that, then something wrong with the devotee who's practicing Krishna consciousness.
जो कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस कृष्ण भक्ति पारिवारिक संबंधों को अंदर कोई क्लेश को उत्पन्न नहीं करता है. अगर ऐसा कृष्ण भक्ति को स्वीकार करने की वजह से पारिवारिक संबंधों में कुछ क्लेश उत्पन्न हो रहा है, इसका अर्थ है कि वो भक्त जो कुछ गलत कर रहा है.
When one becomes Krishna conscious, one becomes a well-wisher of everyone. And also, in an advanced stage, one is the friend of everyone. So if you as a member of the family has become a devotee, and the other family members are not devotees, and they are concerned about you being a devotee, what should you do?
अगर आपके परिवार में अन्य लोग जो हैं वो भक्त नहीं हैं और आप भक्त बन चुके हो और आप भक्त बन गए करके वो लोग कुछ चिंतित हैं तो क्या करना चाहिए?
Their main concern that you are a devotee is that they will lose the relationship, that you are becoming no more our son or daughter, or if the wife is a devotee, you're not acting anymore like my wife. Something wrong here.
So उनका चिंता इसलिए है क्योंकि वो सोचने लग जाते हैं कि अभी आप लोग हरि कृष्ण में जा रहे हो तो ऐसा मेरा पुत्र को मैं भूल जाऊंगा तो वो नहीं सोचेंगे पत्नी जा रही है हरि कृष्ण मंदिर में अभी पति ने इसका व्यवहार नहीं कर रही है तो इस प्रकार उनकी चिंता इसके लिए रहता है.
So we should act in such a way that the relationship in the family is not threatened or disturbed. We should show the other family members who are not devotees that by me becoming a devotee, I am a better husband, I am a better wife, I am a better father, I am a better mother, I am a better son, or I am a better daughter. Then it will be healthy.
So, जब कोई कृष्ण भक्ति को स्वीकार करता है और अपने परिवार में ऐसा लोगों को प्रस्तुत करना चाहिए कि अभी मैं कृष्ण भक्ति को स्वीकार करने की वजह से मैं अच्छा पुत्र बन गया हूँ और अच्छा पिता बना हूँ, अच्छा पति बन गई हूँ या अच्छा पुत्री बन गई हूँ.
One time this happened. one young man became a devotee.
ऐसा हुआ कि एक नौजवान युवक जो है वो भक्त बन गया.
So his mother phoned him and said, look, we didn't see you for a few years. Can you please come home for your birthday?
तो उनकी माँ ने फोन किया कि आप तो कुछ सालों से हम आपको देखे नहीं हो, तो आप बर्थडे के दिन क्यों नहीं आओगे?
And I happened to be standing nearby and hearing him speak to his mother.
तो मैं उनके नजदीक में खड़ा था और मैं सुन रहा था उनकी माँ के साथ क्या बात कर रहा है.
So over the phone, he's telling his mother, which mother are you? I had so many mothers in the past. So we cannot speak like that as devotees. We cannot do that. So it is important that the mother has feelings for the son. Although the mother is not a devotee and the son is a devotee, the son should still feel that this is my mother and reciprocate with the mother. Because by keeping the attachment of the mother to the son, that attachment will bring her to Krishna consciousness eventually.
तो ये जो एक पुत्र है उसकी माँ के साथ ऐसा बात नहीं करना चाहिए बल्कि उन्हें अच्छा संबंध बना देना चाहिए. उनके माँ के प्रति या माँ के प्रति जो आसक्ति है वो आसक्ति को बना के रखने की वजह से वो आसक्ति के बल पे वो पुत्र अपनी माँ को भी भक्ति में लेके आ सकता है.
But if you become detached from your mother and she's not a devotee, then the mother will say, this Krishna consciousness, this Swami Prabhupada, and this ISKCON has taken my son away from me. So therefore they are bad.
So if you become detached from your mother, you will become detached from your mother. What will the mother say? These are the Hare Krishna people, the Swami Prabhupada, these are my children, these are my children. These are all bad people, they are bad people.
But if you keep your mother's attachment towards you and say, oh, these are nice people, he is still my son, even if he has become a devotee, but the fact is he is still my son.
So bhakti banne ke baad bhi agar wo samband bana ke rakhe maa ke saath, to maa kya sochegi, bhale hi ye mera putra hai, bhakti ban gaya hai, lekin phir bhi mera putra hai, to isliye wo sab acche hai, aisa sochegi.
And in due course of time, they become favorable and they start practicing Krishna consciousness. I'll give my own example. I joined over 30 years ago, I joined ISKCON. So for the first 6 to 10 years, different family members had nothing to do with me. They ostracized me. They kicked me out of the family because I joined.
So, पहले 6-10 साल तक मुझे परिवार से उन्होंने मुझे निकाल दिया क्योंकि मैं हरे कृष्ण ज्वाइन कर गया था.
But at the same time, I tried to keep connection with them and still make them feel I'm not bad. You know, you still my family members, but still they cut. They cut off the relationship.
So, उस समय मैं फिर भी उनके साथ थोड़ा संपर्क बना के रखा. ये खाली बताने के लिए मैं एक बुरा व्यक्ति नहीं हूँ, लेकिन फिर भी वो लोगों ने मुझे पूरा तो परिवार से निकाल ही दिया.
So one time my elder sister, when I was like 5 years in ISKCON, she met one devotee on the street distributing books.
So एक बार ऐसा हुआ कि मेरी बहन जो है वो एक भक्त से उनका मुलाकात हुआ जो बुक्स वितरण कर रहे थे.
And because she is my elder sister and I looked up to her, when I joined, she was completely, you know, devastated. She was finished because she was very attached to me.
क्योंकि वो मेरी बड़ी बहन थी और वो आसक्त थी मेरे प्रति, तो जब मैं ज्वाइन किया था वो पूरी तरह से खत्म हो गई.
And she was completely disturbed and she cut off the relationship herself. But then I didn't do anything to react in any way. I just kept neutral. So one day she met one devotee, 5 years when I was in ISKCON, on the street distributing books. So normally when you distribute books, you have to go to the people. But my sister came up to him, so he was surprised. Oh, she's coming to me. So she began talking to the devotee, and the devotee is trying to preach to her. And eventually she told him, I have one brother with you in the temple. You know him? So then the devotee said, yes, oh, I know him very well. He is my Sankirtan leader. He helps us to do what we're doing on the street. You know, he's a responsible devotee. So the devotee started glorifying me to my sister. So then she asked the devotee, what is Sankirtan leader you're using? What is the word Sankirtan leader? What is this? So he started explaining that the person who is responsible takes that position. And then she told him, yes, that is my brother and I'm very proud of him. So sometimes family members, they may not talk nice to you directly when you become a devotee, but when they meet other devotees, oh yes, that is my sister, that is my brother, oh that is my mother, yes, we are proud of her, like that. So deep down in the heart of the family members who are not devotees, they actually appreciate you as a devotee, but they may not show it, they may not expose it, they appreciate. So you be neutral and keep the connection, and one day they will become externally also appreciative, although they internally still and they're not showing it. Because they know one thing, that they are not devotees and you are a devotee. They can compare two different lives. They can compare a devotee's life and compare their own life. And by that comparison, although they do not admit it, they will see that the devotee's life is better. They can now compare because a family member has become a devotee. Our life is one of yajna or sacrifice.
हमारा जीवन जो है वो यज्ञ है, एक sacrifice है.
So although we may not like to connect with the family members who are not devotees, one must sacrifice and still connect with them, because it is important that one day they will also become devotees favorable.
तो भले ही हम अपने परिवार वालों से संपर्क नहीं बनाना चाहते, बना के रखना नहीं चाहते, लेकिन फिर भी बना के रखना चाहिए. ये एक प्रकार का एक यज्ञ है, क्योंकि ये संपर्क रखने की वजह से वो कभी ना कभी वो भी भक्त बन जाएंगे.
So now we shall take some comments or questions that you may have.
अभी आपसे कुछ कमेंट या कुछ प्रश्न लेंगे. आपके पास प्रश्न है तो पूछिए.
You can raise your hand. His question is, those who live in the ashram, devotees who live in the ashram, how do they avoid the family members? Repeat his question.
इसका प्रश्न यह है कि आश्रम में जो रहने वाले भक्त है, उनको अपने परिवार से कैसे दूर रखना चाहिए.
One devotee, he was a brahmachari in temple.
एक भक्त था वो ब्रह्मचारी मंदिर में.
So he didn't go home for 5 years. So his mother was crying. And he joined when he was 22 years old. And now he's 27 years old. So after 5 years, his mother and father came to the temple to see him. He went into his room, Brahmachari Ashram, and he locked the door from inside. He refused to see his mother and father. He's thinking I'll be detached. So then they asked the other devotees, who's in charge here? And I happened to be the temple president. I was in charge. So we want to see him, the temple president. We want to see him. So they came to see me. And I said, is there any problem? He said, yes, we came to see our son, but he refuses to see us. And the mother was crying like anything. So then I went to the Brahmachari Ashram, knocked the door, and I said, I am your open door. And I brought him to my office, and his parents were sitting in office. And I left the office and I locked the door from outside. So after some time, I came back and I opened the door. They said, please give us half an hour more. And in the meantime, the mother said, but I also want to speak to you with my son.
So Suki Ma ne kaha ki aapke saath bhi baith ke baat karna chahte the.
So after half an hour I came back inside. And his mother made his favorite cake. You know cake? His favorite. Like a pudding cake. So the mother said, I made this favorite pudding and I know he's strictly vegetarian, no onions, garlic, but I made, I'm offering, he doesn't want to eat.
So when he goes, जानती हूँ कि आप रसूल प्यार वगैरह कुछ देते नहीं है अभी देते नहीं हो मैं तो इसके लिए केक बना के आई हूँ इसके अंदर कुछ नहीं है लेकिन फिर भी वो खा नहीं चाहता है
Immediately because I was in the office with him, the brahmachari, he said, but you know, how can I eat? You can offer to Krishna and you're not vegetarian. How can I eat? He's arguing with his mother in front of me.
So मेरे सामने वो brahmachari जो है वो तर्क कर रहा था कि माँ से ऐसे मैं कहा सकता हूँ तो आप तो वेजिटेरियन भी नहीं हो कृष्ण को अर्पण नहीं किया गया है ऐसा वो तर्क करने लगा
Then I said, You joined 5 years ago when you were 22 years. Your mother cooked for you for 22 years. You forgetting that? When she's offering you something and she didn't cook for you for 5 years and she's offering you something out of love. You accept and you eat in front of me. And when I said that, then he asked me who will take the karma. I said there is no karma. If there is any karma, I will take. Eat. And then the mother said, Can I offer you a little piece also? So she gave me a little bit, so I ate a little. When I ate, then he started eating, the brahmachari. And then I promised them after they left, I will visit them at home with him.
So तब मैंने उनको वादा किया कि मैं आपकी आपके पुत्र के साथ मैं आपके घर में आऊँगा.
So we have to know how to break a lesser rule for higher rule.
तो हमको मालूम होना चाहिए कि एक ऊंचे सिद्धांत को पालन करने के लिए नीचे सिद्धांत को खत्म करना होगा.
And 8 years later. His mother and father became initiated devotees. So we have to know how to break lesser rule for higher rule. They became so favorable. Before they were rejecting Krishna consciousness. They took Krishna consciousness took away my son. But when they saw my behavior, no. Devotees are different. This is devotee. This is how he is behaving. When they saw that, it became favorable.
So, ये जो मेरे व्यवहार को देख के वो सब कृष्ण भक्ति को प्रति सब भावना जागृत हुई पहले कृष्ण भक्ति को नकार देते लेकिन अभी हमारे व्यवहार को देख के उनका भावना दृष्टिकोण बदली हो गया और भक्त बन गया
Because the mother pleaded to Krishna. The mother begged Krishna, You took away my son, give me my son back.
So Krishna se uski maa ne prarthna kiya. To mere putra ko aapne chheen liya, meri ki prarthna hai mere putra ko wapas kar do.
And Krishna gave her the son who was a brahmachari back and also Krishna became her son.
So kaise kiya Krishna? Krishna ne unke putra brahmachari putra ko diya
And then after some time, they sold their house which was a little away from temple and they bought another house near temple. So they moved near to the temple, they can be near to the sun, near to temple and they do service. So there is no fanaticism in Krishna consciousness.
Krishna bhavana mein kisi prakar ka koi
fanaticism. Okay. A sannyasi in Krishna consciousness does not give up family life. A sannyasi adopts the whole world as his family. In Krishna consciousness, we do not go and stay in the Himalayas, take sannyas, and leave everyone behind to suffer. The sannyasi accepts the whole world as his family and he brings others into the family of Krishna. Achyuta Gotra, Prabhupada says. Our goal of life is not to be sannyasi or brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha. That's not our goal. Our goal of life is to develop love for Krishna. Is to develop love for those who love Krishna, the devotees, by Vaishnav Seva. And to develop love for those who are not devotees through compassion by preaching to them. This is our life.
We have to stop now because we have to ask for it.
One second. Any Mataji's Vaishnavis have question? Raise your hand. Two. Balance. Send the microphone. Send the mic.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, this discharge is in Krishna consciousness. But our son is
not. She is saying that one of her family members is in Krishna consciousness but who's married into another family, but then the elders of the family are not devotees. Okay, oh then. And she says that although she is a devotee, but she also has to cook non-vegetarian foodstuffs. Okay. Now, I cannot answer the question in practicality, but in principle we can ask some questions. And the first question is, did she become a devotee after marriage or before marriage? Okay. So if she became a devotee after marriage, then normally Krishna knows that she was cooking non-veg for her husband and her in-laws like that, because that's how she entered into that family. She wasn't a devotee when she entered into that family. Krishna knows that.
Krishna
And Krishna knows that now, under the circumstances, she has become a devotee, and it's very hard for her to cook non-veg in that situation now.
So Krishna knows that she has become a devotee, and then in that situation, she has become a devotee.
And at the same time, she cannot make the change. It's beyond her to make the change of not cooking non-veg. So there are various ways she can take help of. Various ways. One is that she should be dutiful externally, but internally Krishna conscious.
So, एक है कि बाहर की रूप में वो अपनी कर्तव्य को करते जाएं और अंदर ही अंदर हृदय में कृष्ण भक्ति कृष्ण भावना को स्वीकार करें.
And Krishna knows that she is forced to do a duty under the circumstances, but internally she doesn't want to do it. But externally she is dutiful.
So कृष्ण को मालूम है कि अंदर के अंदर ही
Because Krishna consciousness does not break up families. And secondly, she should have full faith that Krishna is the super soul also in their hearts. She should have that fixed faith. Krishna, you are the super soul, you are the Paramatma also in their hearts. And she should pray intensely to Krishna as the Paramatma. You know I cannot make the change, but you are in their hearts. Please speak to them. Be favorable to me, not to cook non-veg in the future. You must have that firm faith, Vita Vrata, fixed. That way, you don't become the doer. You simply become a mercy instrument of Krishna, and Krishna becomes the doer. Krishna can do. What can we do? Only Krishna can do.
So, इस प्रकार करेंगे, इस प्रकार सोचेंगे, तो कर्तव्य की भावना, अहंकार की भावना हमारे अंदर नहीं आती है, और केवल कृष्ण का कृपा का पात्र बन जाते हैं, और हम ये कहते हैं, कृष्ण तुम ही करो, तुम ही परिवर्तन करो.
And thirdly, without them knowing, you should pray for them, at the same time pray for yourself, without them knowing. So this is principles to follow. And the consciousness must be one of nishchayat. Nishchayat means a dharyat. In other words, one has to be confident and patient that Krishna will do. Krishna will help one. So nishchayat, utsa nishchayat dharya. One has to be confident and patient that Krishna will do. And then one comes to the realization that there is nothing wrong with my husband and there is nothing wrong with my in-laws. Nothing wrong. Something wrong with me. And now I realize, one will realize, that this is Krishna's higher arrangement. Krishna's higher arrangement for me to come closer to Him. Because Krishna consciousness for me in this situation is not easily accessible externally, so therefore I can be more easily accessible with Krishna internally, and that is called Smaranavas. It's a high stage, Krishna's arrangement. And when one comes to the realization, then Krishna does his magic and transforms the entire atmosphere in due course of time. He does his magic. It may be difficult for you to be cooking non-veg, but it is not difficult for Krishna to change everything. That faith has to be there. And that is why when one realizes that everything is the higher arrangement of Krishna for me personally to come closer to Krishna and to become more Krishna conscious. This is higher arrangement. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant koti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande.
कृष्ण भक्ति में ध्यान रखते हैं, ध्यान चाहिए, ध्यान रखते हैं।